deadly.
26-year-old emergency room technician was shot 8 times in her home by police and shooting and turned on search warrants as part of a drug investigation.
I never asked you to understand. I just asked you to stand. I didn't ask for pontification, just a different situation where you might look at me as a man. I didn't say move, but ain't expect complacency. I showed you a dead body, you told me wait and see. Told Cap to stand up while you take your seat. You repent of sins, but here you won't even take your knee. You wanna talk stats and numbers, but who made those stats and numbers? The dignity to breathe that's been retracted from us. Black on black, you have to wonder who controls the arrests and where the sums from. And why is that the only crime brand you've ever heard of? You want me to hear your side, but you ain't hearing mine. You try and walk on eggshells, I'm busy clearing minds. Political idolatry, we can't escape. But my brother turned his back on me, cause I won't support his candidate. Do you feel me? I'm wondering, do you hear me?
Do you hear me now?
Do you feel me? And if you don't, I'm wondering, do you hear me?
Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now?
JoJo said, Daddy, tomorrow when you go for a jog, wake me up, I'd like to come along. Laid him down, picked up my phone, learned of Ahmad. Not again, this is hard. Woke up, I had to run to shake this up. Realized I was too ashamed to wake him up. But what hurts worse than murder's more complex. It's knowing what was coming next. He must have been a criminal, he must have been a threat. So those men were heroes, they just trying to protect. Dang, it's dignity at its best. We had to make national news just to get an arrest. Brianna, I apologize, I ain't say it yet. I ducked my head on your case, and I'm ashamed of that. Trying to come up for air, and I ain't make it yet. And I was almost there, and you put your knee right on my neck. Do you feel me? And if you don't, I'm wondering, do you hear me?
Are you even listening to the cries of the dead?
Do you feel me?
Time to send a shower around. Okay, I want to say hi to my brother, all my friends, all my people. Says hi. Hi everyone, this is Lihle Lindsay Msimang, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is heart music.
What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. Yes, back here on What's the Topic on Active FM. You know, this is your number one show that you love, you're loyal to What's the Topic, and thank you for being loyal. Yeah, I actually care about you. You know, I actually want to know how you're doing, even though you don't like telling me how you're doing, I still care. Yeah, the song that you just came from listening to is Legging Feel. Yes, so that's basically the song that you just came from listening to. An awesome, amazing song. And yeah, like, it touches you, it gets you thinking. And yeah, we're gonna be getting into the topic before we get into another deep session of the song. Yes, you know, the song itself was on another level. I actually enjoyed it. So yeah, it was amazing. It got me thinking as well. It's like thinking, sure, this was a powerful. But yeah, you know, who are we really focusing on? Like, who do we really need to be focused on? So, today's topic, as you saw, it caught your attention. Yes, the topic is, are you a fraud? Yes. Are you a fraud? Mm-hmm. That's the topic. And the whole, you know, concept of the topic. This topic is deep. It's actually interesting. It's amazing. It's going to be an awesome, amazing topic to think about, like, you know, and actually talk about, you know, execute the thoughts and everything that needs to come out. Yes. So the topic is going to be really amazing. And like I was saying earlier on, the concept of the topic was obviously to be based on family. You know, is your family a fraud? Because we're going to look at the reason why family was created, you know, the whole concept of family. And yeah, where does you being a fraud come in, you know, in terms of you being part of a family? So are you a fraud within the family, within the society, even you as a whole family, you know, you, your brother, your sister, or whoever that's in your family, all the family members, are they a fraud in society? So that's basically what we're going to be looking at. And it's going to be really, really interesting. It's going to be really amazing and awesome. Like, I can't get, like, even the words running away. I can't wait to get into the topic, yes. And yeah, let me know how you have been doing. You know how we do it. Yes, right, June, what's the topic? I want to know how you have been doing. What has been happening throughout your week, your weekend? Yes, it's a Tuesday as I am, you know, speaking. Not really a Tuesday for me, but you know, it's a Tuesday for you. Yes, as I am speaking, as you are listening to me speaking. And yeah, for myself, on my side, it's a Wednesday morning, yes, at 6. So it's, yeah, it's really awesome and it's an amazing morning because it's hot. Yes, it's not cold. We are no longer in winter. Awesome, amazing stuff, eh? Sure. Yeah, it's like really amazing. So yeah, from my side, it's a Wednesday morning and I'm really, really enjoying this morning. And I hope you enjoying wherever you are as a Tuesday. Yes, if it's a Tuesday afternoon for you, yeah, good afternoon to you, or evening. If it's a Wednesday like myself, yeah, happy Wednesday. If it's a Thursday, because there's some places around the world that are actually in Thursday. So they're actually in the future that myself, I'm still getting to. So yeah. Awesome, amazing future for you. Yeah, so good morning to you wherever you are. Good evening to you wherever you are. Good afternoon to you wherever you are. Or good evening. Or the last one, good night. Yeah, because there's some people that are about to sleep. So it's a reality and it's crazy at the same time. Think about it. I'm like thinking, sure, I'm like here now. Yo, someone else is in the future. Like the future that I'm going into in terms of Thursday. Sure. That's awesome. It's crazy to think about that. But yeah, it's amazing at the same time. Mind-blowing. So yeah, today's topic, like I said, are you a fraud? We're going to be touching on family and actually seeing the concept of family and what actually, yeah, is family all about? Why was family created? And how can you be a fraud within a family? Or how can you as a whole family be a fraud within society? Yeah. I'm even giving you a couple of seconds to think about that. Think about it. How can you be a fraud? Okay, the seconds are up. Just kidding. Yeah, just give you a breather to think about that whole situation. But yeah, that's what we're going to be looking at. And you know how we do it, right, John? What's the topic? Give you some time to think about it. And then come back with the bomb. Yes, the whole topic. So enjoy.
To the FM, radio has never been better.
Radio has never been better.
Radio has never been better.
Yep.
Radio has never been better, so stay tuned.
You're listening to Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Active FM!
Yeah, radio has never been better.
Never been better.
Yeah. I hope you're... I know, I'm just having a moment right there. Yeah, welcome back, right, John? What's the topic? Yeah, I know you still tuned into what's the topic because you're not going anywhere. You wanna get to the bottom of this topic of, are you a fraud? Are you a fraud? Yes. why am I a fraud? So yeah, when I'm actually asking that question, you know, as a topic, it's also a question that I'm asking myself, you know, to actually think, am I a fraud in society as well? So I actually want you to have that idea of, you know, are you a fraud in society? You need to actually ask yourself that question. That idea needs to exist in your mind in order for you to actually ask yourself that question. So can you actually picture yourself within society being a fraud? If you can, the next question that you should be asking yourself is, why are you a fraud? Yes, why are you a fraud? So, you know, some people, they are a fraud in society, but they don't realize that they are a fraud. And it's simple for you to actually be a fraud. You know, you tell people one thing and then guess what? You are another. You tell people this, but yeah, the opposite is what we see. You tell people A, we see Z. You know, that's, yeah, you know, one way of being a fraud. Now, as a whole family, look, one thing you need to understand is family is actually important, and family actually matters within a society, within a nation. In fact, when you look at the whole situations of presidents, you know, kings, in order for them to be in power, they need families to actually support them. That's how crazy it is. So families actually build a nation. Families build a society. Families build a neighborhood, you know. In fact, not build, but yeah, they do build. But when you look at it, they actually make up a neighborhood. Without families, you won't have neighborhoods. Without families, you won't have, you know, nations. Without families, you won't have cities. Who's going to build the cities? Who's going to make up the city? Who's going to define the city? I mean, if you look at the whole society, whether the society is good or bad, it's determined by families. If the families are good, then you'll say that's a good society. If the families are bad, then you define the society as a bad society based on the families. Even the children, you know, the children come out of families. They get raised by families. So you look at all of those different things and you define what you see based on families. And it's crazy because the devil's actually attacking families. The devil is attacking families. Right now, as I am speaking, the devil is attacking families because he understands that God created families. Yes, God actually created families. And when he created families, he made them in his own image. Yes, families were created in God's image. But then the devil understands that if they look like God, he's going to be losing. So what does he want to do? Wants to take down families. His main mission is to break families and make sure that there is no unity within families. And sure, it's deep, eh? It's deep. Now that question, are you a fraud? It's referring to families, you know, mainly families that, you know, that say they are godly families. And yeah, when society looks at you, you're actually not godly. Yeah, like, you know, even my words, they don't want to say it. They don't want to go to that side, you know. They don't want to think about that side. So, yeah, that question is referring to, you know, it's directed to, you know, individuals that are Christians that make up a whole family that claim to be, you know, Christians and love the Lord and all those stuff. One thing that I want you to understand is that as a Christian family, you actually, shine and you stand out. That's the word that I was looking for. You actually stand out in society. Now, do you stand out as a fraud or do you stand out as an example? Because sometimes you might not even want to be a fraud. You might not even have it in your intention to be a fraud, but the way you live and what you say, yeah, they're not corresponding. And without you realizing, you actually stand out in society as a fraud, where people, they say, this family, you know, hey, I'm going to use an example. This is just an example. So let's say you fall under the Jackson family. Now the Jackson family, they tell you one thing and yo, it's another situation where, you know, the Jackson family, they tell you that us, we serve the Lord, you know, we serve the Lord. And because we serve the Lord, if you come to our house, you'll never see corruption. You'll never see fighting and all the stuff. And then when you go to their house, you find out that, hey, the Jackson family is going down, eh? the kids are showing the parents fire, and the parents are showing the kids fire, and the sisters, the brothers, the cousins, yo, the other family members, they distancing themselves because they know in the Jackson family it's going down. They're not godly. That is an example of being a fraud. So that is basically what I'm going to be looking at, and that is what we're going to be going into. So I'm going to give you an awesome, amazing time to think about the whole situation of family and you as a family, you know, being a fraud. Are you a fraud, or are you really what you say? Or in fact, you don't even need to say it. People, they just look and they see, wow, that family is different. In fact, that family is godly. We don't even need to argue with them or try to say, okay, guys, prove yourself, you know, or show what you guys are saying. We actually see it without them speaking it. So we want to be like them because they are a family that looks godly and they live godly. Not just godly by talk. They're actually godly by the way they live as a role model. So before I even get into that, yes, you do understand that family was created by God, and the reason why family was created is so that we can rule, you know, subdue, replenish, have dominion over the whole earth and everything. We are supposed to be living in those promises, but there's a problem, and that's the problem that we are actually going to tackle in the next session. So do not disappear. I'm going to speak about who you're supposed to be reflecting as a family and what is the problem that is causing families not to reflect who they are supposed to be reflecting. So here is a song by Boston. Yes, you heard me? Here is a song by Boston called BRM. Enjoy.
How come we so hostile? How come we so hostile? Yeah. Tired of the same old song.
So tired.
How come we so hostile? Someone's always right or wrong.
Right.
How come we so hostile?
Yeah.
How come we so hostile? Yeah. Look, we gotta come together, try to get along.
In a world where everybody got 2 cents in, and opinions are being said by Twitter again. Here we go now, something tweeted. Now we speak about it, arguing social media posts. Now I read about it, try to get the truth. I feel I never do. Trying to hear the real issue behind the point coming through. Feeling like the whole world caught a virus, is contagious. Formulating thoughts and plots, so let me say this. In the corner sipping tea like I was Kermit. Realize showing what love is perfect. Hoping that my flame shine through to the surface. Fire that's building up in me's from the furnace. God's work, hope I come through like a freight train. When you hear that I'm in your division, then your weight change. You get that, pray in your mind, flip the service. Flame that I'm talking about, hope the world burns in a wall.
Yeah, everything is watered down for the cool sake.
Yeah.
This is America, home of the free, land of the brave. Do what you want and say what you say. I'm so amazed, everyone's a politician these days. Always trying to debate on social media, full of hate, stuck in the maze. Simple habits polluted with access to keep track of what we do. No one's asking what is true, rather go and act a fool. Everything is watered down for the cool sake. We've been set to make a world change, okay. If you with it, then you know we never quitting. Equipped with Holy Spirit, and he's changing our appearance. Since the day I appeared on earth, it's only gotten clearer. He purposed me for greatness, take hip hop and make him famous. Jesus Christ, still king, nothing you could do to shake it, except fake it, till it's time for you to meet him face to face. When it happens, I just pray it ain't too late. Open up his word today, the clock is ticking, stop playing with the games.
Why we so hostile? And why we so hostile?
How come we so hostile?
You are holy.
Reactive. Being reactive is being a people of reaction, people of change, being a movement of young people. It's not just a band, it's not just good music or inspiring words, it's not just catchy, it's life changing.
And cling to you, you're my
can check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope there was like an awesome, amazing break for you. Not really break dance for you. Not a break dance, but though, yeah, like if you actually think about it, you're not break dancing. You're just listening to the music. That is awesome, Christ music. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. There was Boston PRM. Yes, awesome, amazing song right there. I know it gets you thinking about, yeah, you know, if you meet Christ today, what's gonna happen? Yes, what's gonna happen? So yeah, think about family and if you actually meet Christ today. So this is the session where we're actually gonna be talking about who do families reflect and what is the problem? What is the problem and who do families reflect? Now, before I even tell you who families reflect, you need to understand that families should be reflecting God. God is the one that created family. Yes, all the families that are, you know, out there, they're actually created by God, and they should be reflecting God. That is who they should be reflecting. But now when you look at societies now, they're actually reflecting the opposition. Yes, in the whole world, there's two things involved. I know, like I feel I sound like, you know, those people led those philosophical poetic, no, not philosophical, poetic, you know, those serious mentors and all those stuff. Okay, yeah, motivational speaker, or, yeah, you name them. So in the world, you got two things involved. You got the spiritual world and the physical world. Yes. Now in the physical world, everything that we see is influenced by the spiritual world. That's something that you should understand. In case you didn't know, now you know. Now, in the spiritual world, there's two things involved. There's the light and the dark. Yes. There's the light side and there's the dark side. Now, the light side is God. You know, everything to do with God, Jesus. You find it in the light. The dark side is Lucifer, who fell from heaven because he decided he wanted to be above God, which is impossible because God created you. How can you be above him? And there is pride right there, which is a problem. That's not a spirit that you want to have. So, hey, that's another thing. You know, as a family, also examine the pride that you guys have, because pride comes before a fall. Yes, and as an individual, pride comes before a fall. So also examine the pride that you have in your life. So, yeah, that's why he fell. Pride came, he fell. So literally, that's what happened. Now, in the spiritual world, like I said, you got the light and you got the dark. Everything that you see in the physical is a reflection of what's happening in the spiritual. So societies are broken. Why? Because in the spiritual, they already lost the battle against the enemy, because they don't even realize that they have the victory. They should be living in the victory, but they living away from God, which is interesting. Because if you go in the Bible and you actually read about David's life, like David is one of my favorite characters, and Joseph. But now when you look at David, the word of God says God was always with David. God was always with David. Like if you look at the Bible says God was with David. Like literally. Now the question that you should be asking is, why was God always with David? Why was he always with David? Now that's where you also find the secret. You know, the secret was David was always with God. David always looked for God. David was always seeking God's presence. David allowed God to be in everything that is involved in his life. That's why God was always with David. God is a gentleman. He's not going to force himself into your life. Yes. So in the spiritual, if you don't have God, that's why you have death. Let me just be, yeah, put it plain out there. If you're not with God in the spiritual, in the physical, you're going to experience death. Everything bad, corruption. The enemy is going to come, he's going to steal, he's going to kill everything of yours, he's going to destroy everything. So families in the societies, they're all broken because they're far away from God. the more closer they get to God, the more they'll become like God, the more God's covering will be upon them, and the more they're actually going to be a role model and an example. So if you are far away from God as a family, you are a fraud, because you're not reflecting who you're supposed to be reflecting. You're not living in your purpose that you're supposed to be living in. As an individual, if you're far away from God, you're a fraud, because you're not living in your purpose. You're not fulfilling your calling, if I can put it that way. You're not fulfilling your destiny, which is you living in the purpose of God. You know, the calling that he has called you to live in, the calling that he created you to live in, you know. And that's why you're in a position where you experiencing lack, poverty, all those things, because you're not close to God. As soon as you get close to God, all of those things are going to disappear. You will start reflecting him. So that is the problem. The problem is we are far away from God and we're not reflecting him. So let's reflect God. Here's a short breather for you. I'll be back.
You are listening to Active FM. This is where it's happening. Amen.
That's how it is and that's how it goes.
That's how it is and that's how it goes. Active FM. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed that short breather right there for you. Now, previous session, we spoke about the reason why we are not reflecting God and the problem. The problem is we are far away from God. But, you know, as an individual, you can actually impact the family that you are in. You can help your family reflect God. You can be the change that you want to see within your family. All you have to do is start walking in that change and get closer to God. And for you as an individual, I want you to actually, you know, take Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5 to 7 serious. And I'm just going to read it for you in case you don't know what it says. Okay, you probably don't know what it says, but I'm going to read it for you. And it says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the wayside, when you lie down, and when you rise up." That's the type of family that you, like, we all want to be in that family, a family that looks like that. Like, literally, we want our family to actually reflect God and live in victory, you know, flourish and all those stuff. And how do we do that? We should love the Lord our God with all our heart, like literally with all our soul and with all our strength. There's the problem right there. Does your family love God with all their heart, their soul, and their strength? That's what we need to be doing as an individual and as a whole family within the community, nation. And that's how we change the whole nation. Unfortunately, I have hit the time where I have to leave you. You know, love you and leave you. I love you. I love you all. Yes. And I appreciate the fact that you have been tuned into What's the Topic. Thank you. Make sure that you share the show out there. You know, add it onto your playlists. You know, like literally, subscribe. Do everything that you need to. And yeah, share the word out there. You might save someone's family and life. Yes, that's how deep it is. So you can catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. Facebook/ActiveFM777. Twitter at ActiveFM. We have our website, which is www.activefm.co.za. Today there was no 4 W's, there were 3 of them. We also on iTunes Podcast, you know, Google Podcast, Spotify, and go onto our YouTube channel and subscribe to ActiveFM. Yes, go listen to all of them. Like literally, they're amazing. Watch the videos, you're actually gonna love them. And yeah, you won't wanna miss out. Also, we have a WhatsApp line. In order for you to find out what our number is, go on to our Instagram and you'll find out what our number is. Everything is on there. I shall see you next week, same time, same place, whatever time that you get the show. That's the time I'll see you. Yes, I'll speak to you. Yeah, let me put it that way. Good evening for you if it's good evening. Good morning to you if it's good morning. Good night to you if you're about to go to sleep, to bed. Yeah, and yeah, good afternoon. It's in the afternoon for you. So I shall see you when I'll see you again.
Beginning, what an awesome life.